Psalms 116. So I done all of that study, praying and writing yesterday for this message. And I get up this morning, the Lord said, turn to Psalms 116. Psalms 116 and verse 1. I love the Lord. Man, that's enough to shout about. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. You know what supplicate means? To beg for and entreat earnestly.
Yes.
I love you, Lord, because you heard the voice of my supplications when I was begging you for help. You may be seated. When I was desperate. Yes. When I was up against it. When I was down and out.
Mercy, Lord.
I was troubled. Full of trouble and sorrow. I was desperate for help. But you heard me. You heard me. You know, sometimes our lips don't utter a word. Mm-hmm. Our tongues lay silent in our mouth. Yeah. But oh God, the conversation that goes on in our minds and our souls.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh God. Yes. It was an earthquake, great major earthquake that happened over there. I forgot the country now. They've had another earthquake over there. And these big buildings fell, and they just fell down. They crashed, the floors just crashed. I forgot how many people was buried in that rubble. They were killed. They bring these big excavators in there and hook these big straps up to them, put them around them slabs of concrete, and begin to pull those slabs of concrete out. They had dogs trained to try to find, they could smell dead bodies. And the dog would go into certain areas where a body was, and they would dig there, take time and dig there, and dig the slabs, the concrete, the rebar out. They pull another body out. They pull little children out. They pull mommies out, and daddies out. It got to where that they couldn't get to some of it, so you know what they did? They took a long line and hooked it to a microphone. They said, you know, the dog couldn't smell it. He couldn't detect it that far down. So they hooked a little line, a little cord, a microphone cord to a little microphone, and they put it and kept it feeding it down in through those cracks and everything and those floors way down, trying to find if anybody else was alive.
Oh, God.
Is there anybody else alive?
God bless him, Lord.
That's about to die.
Come on.
We'd rather get them out first. Rescue them first while there's still hope.
Amen.
While there's still life.
Bless him, Lord.
And they said that their instrument was so sensitive. They fed that microphone, the little microphone, kept feeding it down, weighted it down with lead, and slid it and everything way down. They heard a faint cry. You couldn't hear it with your ears. But there was a soul of a woman way down in her buried. I used to read a whole lot of news. I'd keep up with it and stuff. I don't do that so much anymore because it takes me away from God. But I remember reading that on that earthquake. And they fed that down in there. And that was a woman's voice. And they said, those people over there, I can't think of that. What is that country? Haiti. And it wasn't nothing but a pile of rubble everywhere.
Yes.
Left thousands upon thousands homeless. They heard a faint cry down in there.
Yes.
Of a woman. Help me. Somebody help me.
Yep.
I need help. Nobody could hear it on the surface. When that microphone was let all the way down, even the dogs couldn't detect it. They heard a faint voice. And they said that the man on that excavator and those was in there and had their big yellow suits on said, when they heard her voice, says, hey, bring the excavator over here. Bring it. There's a woman. She's still alive. And she's crying for help.
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
bring the excavator over. I'm telling you what an excavator can't do. God's hand can't.
Strong.
I might not be able to get a microphone and slide it all the way down to a soul and a sinner to hear their hearts cry. I think it's over there in 2 Samuel, maybe it is. Or maybe Jeremiah said the heart is deep. Oh, how deep the heart is, how deep the heart goes. Oh, bring it over here. There's a woman crying down here that she wants help. They begin to lift those slabs of concrete out very cautiously to keep the concrete other from caving in on her. And piece by piece and shovelful by shovelful. And those people over there, by their nature, they love to sing. They're a singing people. Oh, Lord. And they finally reached her bruised, bloody, battered, but she was alive. And when they carried her and put her on a cot, she was a singing unto the Lord. Thank God he found me. Thank God you all found me. Thank God you rescued me. I was down here in the pitch dark, and I thought that my life would end, but somebody heard my cry and they came to my rescue. And you raise your little hand. I'm telling you what man cannot do and what an excavator cannot reach you. The hand of Jesus knows. I might not be able to flow a microphone down deep in your heart, because the heart is deep. I know one thing, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, it flows and it trickles and it finds the crevices. It knows exactly where you are in the lowest valley. You might feel like the world's on top of you and you feel the weight of everything, but the blood, I said the blood of Jesus, I can flow right down to where you are, and he can rescue you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
I will love thee, O Lord, because he hath inclined his ear. Now, the word inclined in the Hebrew is, listen to this now, this is a Hebrew picture. You was down there, Brother George. You was in trouble. You was crying to me. You was down here. I would bend over, and I would incline my ear unto you.
Man, bless him, Lord.
My Lord.
Praise
God. Draws nigh unto the heart. And cries to him.
Amen.
He draws nigh unto the humble. He saveth the broken in heart. And he bindeth up their wounds. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He gathers them together. Have you ever felt like you've been an outcast in life? Ooh, Lord. But he gathers us together. He's a heart mender. Come on. Well, glory to God. He heals up the wounded. Lord, can you raise your little hand? He'll heal the hurts and he'll heal the wounds. Oh, Lord. It don't matter how hard you feel like your heart's been broken. Jesus can fix it.
Amen. Amen.
Incline his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Brother George, did he bring you a long way?
Amen. A long way, bro.
How many can say here tonight, I might not have been in the depths of sin that you were, Tommy, but he inclined his ear unto me. Let me see your hand. He cared for me just as much.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
No wonder the Lord told me to go and read 116 of Psalms. Inclining his ear, he heareth the cry of the broken and the troubled. My Lord, listen. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Brother Jason, I don't think I could really put a definition on that, because I've not been in that. He said, the sorrows of death compass me.
Yes.
Whew, my Lord. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I thought this was it. Ain't no more hope for me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Beseech me, I beg you, Jesus. I beg you, Jesus, deliver my soul. I feel him right here. I feel him. I feel him. I feel him. Deliver my soul, Lord. Please, please, deliver me, God, from the things that hold me, things that trouble me. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He's still got grace. He still looks beyond my fault and sees my needs. Can you say that? Jesus' love is so pure. It's so great. It's so strong that he still looks beyond my fault and he sees my needs. And his mercy endures forever. His mercies are new every morning. His mercy has never run out. I tell you, if the oceans could go dry, then God's mercy would run out. But I'm telling you, his mercies are rich this morning. No matter how much you fail, no matter how far low you are, his mercy reaches. Jimmy Swaggart sung a song many years ago. Mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast way down, but mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast way down, but his mercy rewrote my life. I brought an old dirty letter to him that night when I fell on my knees. It had many chapters through the 20 years that I had lived on earth. Many bad chapters. But I handed the letter to Jesus and he wadded it up and he threw it away. Gone was my past and the blood made a brand new me. I said the blood made a brand new letter. He's still working on me, Brother George. He ain't gave up on me. Can you give him a wave offering this morning? I'm glad that the blood of Jesus speaks greater things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, be to God. Yeah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
The Lord preserveth the simple. The simple-minded people. You know, God's salvation comes. And the great wisdom of this world knows it not. Those with great abilities, their names and the lights and everything, they don't want God. They don't see their need for Jesus.
Amen.
But he comes for the simple-hearted. It'll say, Jesus, you're right. God, you're right. I need you. I need you. My Lord, I can't save myself. I'm so simple. Hallelujah. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. I want to ask you, what is it that brings people low? Who is it that brings people low? What happens in our life? David did not really particularly say anything here what it was, but he had many enemies. How many's ever had an enemy? My goodness. Enemies.
Yes.
The greatest enemy that we face, listen, is Satan. Yeah. He lies and he deceives. He comes to steal and kill and take away your soul. Oh, God, help us. I was brought low, and he helped me.
He helped me.
Can I tell you, he's the saving strength that he's anointed this morning.
Yes.
God's call's ever been upon you, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
God's touch has ever touched you before, that touch is still waiting on you.
That's right.
I was brought low, and he helped me. You ever talk to yourself? Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Jesus, how many's ever had a good prayer?
Yes.
And you prayed through, and you felt like everything was all right. And you go and lay across the bed or go in your chair, and you say, Lord, I feel so much better. Jesus, a load has surely lifted off of my chest.
Blessed be God.
I feel so much better now. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. Come on, come on, come on, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. There's no rest for the weary and the sinner.
Yes.
No rest for those outside of the ark of safety walking away from God. No rest, no rest. Like the troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest, casting up the dirt and the mire. The raging sea. Did you know sometimes that can get a hold of us, that raging of the waters?
Yes.
The waters of sin, the waters of this world, the flood waters. David said, all thy waves and thy billows have gone over me. Oh, God. You ever been there?
Oh, God.
They're over me.
Over me.
But the Lord inclined his ear and he heard my cry and he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. And he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. And he hath given me a new song to sing. Even praise unto my God.
Yes.
And many shall hear it and fear and trust the Lord.
Amen.
I've got a song this morning.
Glory
he brought me out. Raise your little hand. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm so glad you brought me out, Lord. Oh, he inclined his ear unto me. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Lord, I'm on a rock, and that rock will never move under me. Come on, we need stabilization in this hour. Come on. If we don't get stabilized in this hour, Brother Jason, we'll go down. I'm telling us this morning, if we don't get anchored in the rock, there's things getting ready to come across this world. And if we ain't anchored in Jesus, we'll not hold. But there is a rock. Hallelujah. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter unto me. Raise your little hand. He is my shelter. He is my hiding place. He is my refuge. He's my strong tower. He's my buckler. He's my shield. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling.
Ooh.
That's a deliverance.
Man.
Yes.
That's right.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Oh, Jesus.
Verse 10. I believe. Number one, you got to believe.
Man, that's right.
God loves you. God cares. And God will help you.
That's right. Amen.
There's hope that's in the Lord. You've got to believe it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. Greatly. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me?
Oh.
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Oh, Lord, truly, I am thy servant because I believed. I am thy servant.
I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaiden. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. For what you have done for me, I will pay what I owe you.
Amen.
Lord. I will give that what you're required out of me. I'll repay it, Lord, and I'll give it back to you. Oh, Jesus. I guess what I'm going to have to do is let this go till next week, because I get in the middle of it, I'll have to go all the way with it. And you guys don't want to be here till 1:30.
No.
How many can say, I love you, Jesus?
I love you, Lord.
I love you,
Jesus.
Thank you for the blood that's flowing. I felt something in here.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is what he's doing. He's coming and refreshing his church. He's coming and renewing his bride and getting them ready. Getting them ready. He's reviving us, Sister Carla. He's giving us a fresh touch. Hallelujah to God. They want to come to the piano. I ain't going to break this out. Oh, my Lord, I love you. I love you. Would you stand with me this morning?
Thank you.
We're going to find a place here to pray. Pray at your seat. Pray at this altar. And let's ask God, renew me in the blood of Jesus. Renew me, Lord. I feel like sometimes we get so far away. We just drift so far away. And it's easy in this hour. Pull me, Lord. Pull me back to you.
Lord,
renew me, and I can say, Lord, you've been good to me. You can take your rest now, soul, for God has abundantly blessed you. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. God knows you need. I don't. God knows where you are, exactly where you are. I don't. He knows. He knows, and he cares this morning. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's pray.
In your divine presence of the Holy Ghost has been in this place today. Thank you for the blessed word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. That you care about your
people. Hallelujah.
And Lord, that you bled and you died on that cross. You suffered. You shed your holy, precious blood for my sins, for the sins of all mankind. And Lord, I can never thank you enough. I can never give you enough praise.
Almighty God,
I love you more than any other.
of the Lord. See my strength.
I want to be
from his shelter.
With the
ahead, I could not say.
Jesus,
so heavy.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Tell him,
Lord, and I thank you for the spirit.
When the wind blew hard against me,
I thank you this morning, blessed God.
He called in, and I ran to him, and I'll never walk again.
Yes,
Lord.
You've done a lot for me, Lord.
A strong and mighty tower. I can run into God. Oh, God.
about hover on me. Storms in life toss me to and fro. There is a place I can go. He's the ship of every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure in times like these. A strong and mighty tower.